Hi, I'm Dr. Chris Stankovich, and today I'm going to talk about My Game, My Life. My Game, My Life is an excellence through sport participation program designed to help athletes of all ages and skill levels identify and use athletic transferable skills for not only success in sports, but in the classroom, in their careers, and in all aspects of life. So My Game, My Life is actually a metaphor. When we think about my game, I'm actually talking about the game of life. And there's a lot of reasons why I developed this campaign. And I thought on this program today I would kind of get into a little bit about what My Game, My Life is about and why I think it's important. As I said, my game is a metaphor for athletes to think about as it applies to taking the skills that they have already learned in sports and applying them to life, hence the My Life part of the campaign. While this connection may be apparent to some people, for many athletes, particularly younger athletes, the connection is not always so clear. This seemingly basic understanding of applying sports skills to life is unclear for athletes for a couple reasons. I have two primary reasons why I think that athletes don't always make the connection that the skills that they're learning in sports can be applied successfully in all aspects of life. Number one, many athletes have not made the connection that athletic skills such as goal setting, dealing with pressure, bouncing back from adversity, and even working successfully with teammates are invaluable life skills that can be used across life settings. In many cases, young athletes see these as what we call sport-specific skills, skills that will only help them in their sport. And I think when you really expand the way you think about these skills, you can easily see their application in everything beyond athletics. So I think that's the first issue with athletes and their inability to maybe make the connection. The second reason is a lot of athletes wrongfully assume that all people have learned the same skills that they have through sports, when in fact the opposite is true. Student athletes use these skills so often that they assume other students in school are learning about the importance of things like time management, playing by the rules, and even dealing with specific types of pressure like performance pressure or living up to being a role model in school. As a result, many athletes minimize the value of athletic transferable skills if they even recognize these skills in the first place. So the My Game, My Life campaign is designed to raise awareness so that, again, athletes of all ages, skill levels, gender, sport types, whatever, can begin to see from a macro perspective that all of these skills that they're learning that sometimes seem routine and mundane and really don't appear to have a lot of value beyond the sport actually have tremendous value across all experiences in life. There are actually four components that make up My Game, My Life, and we try to teach these skills through the campaign, and I'd like to walk you through each briefly. The first is focus. You must become very clear with what you want to accomplish in life. Like the old saying goes, you can become anything in life you want to, but you cannot become everything. So the first step is to understand your personal values, minimize the distractions around you, and begin to clearly focus on what it is you would like to accomplish in life. So focus is the first step of the My Game, My Life campaign. The second piece to the campaign is belief. In order for something in life to happen, like reaching a goal, you must believe you have the talent and abilities to do so. A person's level of self-efficacy, or in simpler terms, confidence, is dependent in large part to the power of belief. So it is very important that we teach athletes what belief is, how it can be a variable that mediates success, meaning if you have belief, you will play to win and play with confidence. And if you don't have belief, then you oftentimes are playing to avoid losing, very hesitant and reserved. And so this concept around belief is vitally important to life success. The third piece of the My Game, My Life campaign is commit. When going for things in life, such as goals, you must have a passion and conviction that is accelerated through your intrinsic motivation. Intrinsic motivation is the type of motivation that burns from within. It's the kind of motivation that you do on your own, regardless of whether you're noticed or recognized or even rewarded for your effort. Being committed means not giving up and not listening to the critics who say that you cannot do something. Commitment is vitally important in sports, and it's also vitally important in life. The final piece to the My Game, My Life educational campaign is Achieve. By following through the first three steps, focus, belief, and commitment, you have put yourself in a terrific position to achieve. The feeling of success that comes with achievement is invaluable, but we urge athletes to take these accomplishments and use them to help other athletes increase their self-confidence by broadening their athletic identity and investing in life goals in the same way they do sport goals. Achievement is something that we can all strive toward, and where better to learn the lessons needed to be successful than in sport. As we are moving forward with the My Game, My Life educational campaign, we've also developed a quick assessment tool that athletes can take in a matter of minutes and get a better understanding of where they currently are with respect to the four components: focus, belief, commit, and achieve. And as they get this information and start to see where they are currently, it will also help in developing future plans and also isolating areas that might need more attention. So the assessment is easy to take, and it yields very powerful results that will help athletes kind of broaden their identity beyond being just an athlete and use the skills that they're learning in sport for success in life. We are also developing a product line of various things, including journals, t-shirts, hats, water bottles, dog tags, various merchandising, so that athletes will be constantly around this theme of My Game, My Life. By seeing the unity across the team or across the school, it also assists in team chemistry and team cohesion. A couple variables that often help teams overachieve. And so the idea of My Game, My Life is not only an individual concept of helping each athlete reach his or her full potential, but it's also designed to infect one another in a very positive way so that the overall culture of a sport team or sport organization can improve dramatically. I hope that you'll take time to learn more about My Game, My Life and look for ways to integrate it into your team or your school. And by doing so, I think you're going to help all of the kids that you work with and that you coach in that they will broaden the identity of who they are, improve their self-esteem and self-confidence, and inevitably become peak performers in all areas of life. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Dr. Chris Stankovich, and good luck.